Army looks to recruit 10,000 soldiers in massive hiring campaign. By Christina Wong on June 30, 2020. The Army is kicking off a historic three-day hiring event to recruit 10,000 new soldiers taking place from June 30 through July 2. The Army has been an all-volunteer force since 1974. And we've never ever held one of these, Army Recruiting Command Commander Major General Frank Muth told Breitbart News. For those 3 days, we have 10,000 positions that are open. And we got 150 jobs to choose from, he said. We're offering some special bonuses during that specific three-day window. Muth said those interested can go to www.goarmy.com or directly to any Army recruiting station to have a discussion about what their future holds if they join up. Baltimore Army Recruiting Battalion Commander Lieutenant Colonel Nathan Allard said the Army is focused on recruiting for 40 of its highest priority jobs. There are over 150 jobs in the Army that we're offering. We're really focusing on a top 40 tranche of those. And we have jobs in technology, we have jobs in cyber. He said, adding that those interested in these positions would be eligible for a $2,000 bonus just for signing up in the next 3 days. Sergeant First Class Jonathan Reed, the Glen Burnie Army Recruiting Station Commander, said a lot of the jobs provide on-the-job training. You can go into these jobs and get training and get paid during the same time, Reed said. The three-day hiring event also includes the Army Reserve and the Army National Guard, which allow soldiers to serve in a part-time capacity. Brigadier General Jamie Shawley, commander of Army Reserve Aviation Command, said she began as an active duty soldier, but there were other things she wanted to do in her life. So she joined the Army Reserve, which allowed her to pursue those interests and continue to serve. There are different ways to serve in the Army than walking around as an infantryman, she said. Allard said those interested in meeting with a recruiter online should first go to www.goarmy.com and signal that they are interested by leaving their contact information. That request will get pushed down to a local recruiter, who will reach out to prospective recruits via Apple FaceTime, Facebook Messenger, or another platform. For those who do wish to meet in person, recruiters will meet with prospective recruits in recruiting offices with the necessary precautions in place to reduce the risk of spreading COVID-19, said Sergeant First Class Jonathan Reed, the Glen Burnie Army Recruiting Station Commander. Everything is working pretty well, we're getting a lot of people, and a lot of positive responses, he said. Lieutenant Colonel John Preterity, Maryland Army National Guard Recruiting and Retention Battalion Commander, added, I joined to serve this country, and basically through service, I have become a better person, a better leader, and a member of one of the greatest teams in this nation. Baltimore Army Recruiting Battalion Command Sergeant Major Yvette Kennedy said a career in the Army has provided her and her family with numerous opportunities. I joined the Army over 30 years ago, a year out of high school. I was married with two children, looking for college, she said. I'm on the verge of completing my doctorate, she said. If it was great for me in the 90s as an African-American female, it's limitless right now in 2020, she said. We provide training, mentorship, development, and we really take care of each soldier regardless of their background. Everybody has the same opportunity to do great. We all are important equally in the Army, she said. The Army is a great place to come in, learn, grow, develop, and be the best that you can be. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.